Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again. Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax. With Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes straight to your home. Just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. Plus, with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes right to your home, just in time for the holidays. So don't wait. Save up to 70% off during Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Bitcoin ordinals, yeah, I do it chewy. Kylon FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Yeah. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks.
Wow. Digit dance, living on the edge. Diapers in crypto, making our pledge. From Bitcoin blocks to NFT stacks, we're riding Web3 and never looking back. Hey.
We're the Digit dads, diapers in DeFi. Two crypto nerds just trying to get by.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Degen Dads podcast, where today and week in, week out, we are not just going to be talking about some of the cool things to get involved with, some opportunities in the market, some places you need to be. We're going to do it while on our podcast. And I genuinely believe that's one of the things that separates us from a lot of other things you see is you will see us participating in nearly everything we talk about on this podcast. So we have a lot to go over today. And of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Kyle Wilson. What is up today, Kyle?
Hey, yo, baby. I'm glad to be here at the DJ and Dads podcast. This is like episode like 50 or something. I don't really know. But we've been doing it and we're going to do it bigger this year and closing out the end of the year. Super pumped. A lot of big news. Jerome Powell, Daddy Powell causing shakeups in the market. We got a lot to cover. Some poly market coverage, some digital unboxings, and some teases by Luka Nets himself with Pingu. Or Pudgy, at least. And yeah, let's go ahead and kick it off, baby.
Yeah, man, so much going on. But we got to do an icebreaker first before just like kind of diving into the meat and the potatoes of how Jerome Powell just wrecked the market yesterday. Have you seen this? Try not to read it. Try just to look at the picture, okay? Try your best not to read it. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's. I saw that meme today. It was like Jason Momoa shaved his beard off. And the memes were like underneath. It was like, sorry, ladies. It was just the hair the whole time or something like that.
Dude, is this a this has got to be a meme coin of some sort. We're going to have to look that up in the show. But yeah, dude, Jason Momoa, bro. How do you go from
here? Let's go to screen share mode.
Now, I do think that. Where did it go? I do think that the way that. Like that picture that they got of him was just bad, right? Like it's probably just like a bad shot or whatever. But, woo, man.
Yeah, let's go to the screen share page over here, and now share it. It'll be cleaner. Yeah,
dude. I just I don't know, man. I for some reason I'm still kind of
because you have that big monitor over there.
Here, I can make it tinier.
Ultra wide.
Oh, no, I don't have it on ultra. I have it like as a window, but I can make it a little smaller. There we go. But yeah, dude, just wanted to open up with that. Let's get right into the FOMC meeting because it definitely manipulated the market. Basically, every time Jerome Powell just like speaks, it like things happen. So I have like obviously just some like recaps that I looked up right here, but I actually broke down yesterday because I wasn't able to listen to the whole thing, a detailed piece of like kind of what went in on meeting. So we can actually go dive into some details right here. But some bullet points from this is inflation remains above target. Fed remains committed to its dual mandate. Data suggests economic growth has slowed. Current policy stance allows flexibility to respond. Tariffs added inflationary pressure on some goods, but broader impact remains unclear. No decisions have been made regarding the September meeting. So basically everybody's saying this is hawkish and like a big nothing burger. But even with that, I mean, dudes, like the market tanked for a couple hours. Like after, you could just see like the on the 4 hour candles, like majors like ETH just like plummeting. I think ETH almost touched like 3,600 on this like nothing burger. Just like they would ask him questions and he'd give like decent answers, I guess, just like vague answers. And like everybody, this man has so much power, too much power to like move the markets. But yeah, dude, on this, this is a little separate. I do want to come back to this specifically. But I don't know if you saw, dude, did you see copper yesterday? Like the actual, like good copper, like the metal
commodity. Yeah. I didn't see it, but I heard a lot that, there's actually a X space people were talking about the price of copper, how they expected to perform pretty well.
Yeah, dude. So it had a 20% dip overnight, but like, dude,
oh my god,
copper, this isn't a meme coin, this is copper. It's because there was more tariffs that were like put on
copper tariff.
Yeah, that's why, but that's still an insane drop for a metal, bro. Like people were like, oh, go to metals, crypto's too risky. Like, dude, 20%, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Dude, which is wild, because I'm like, isn't all the data centers going to be using copper in their like wiring and stuff? So I wonder if this would be a good like dip to pick up copper. I wonder, but
I thought about the same thing, dude. I'm really not sure. But I definitely like looked at it and I was thinking, you know, that might be a dip buying opportunity.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Crazy to see. Do you have any other thoughts on like, did you watch the FOMC meeting or like work out trading during it or?
Yeah, I did. And I can pull up the Poly Market real fast. Oh, yeah. So let me go ahead and pop that bad boy wide open. Let me see if this. Yeah, for some reason, we'll have to work on that overlay. But it looks like the Fed decision in September went from like everybody thought he was going to, you know, do a rate cut. But no change is actually after that meeting. A lot of people are voting on no change now. So 61%. Which is a huge difference. Now, this is a new poll, but like the other day it was like in July, it was no change. And then September was like, you know, I think 50 basis points or 25 was like leading the vote. But now like everybody, it's fluctuated now. So now that's no change has gone up. 25 basis points goes down. So a lot of like interesting thing there. And then we go move over to October. And we can see no change is also leading, which overtook 25 basis points as well in the kind of Poly Market vote. So, wow, like a big turn of events. Like a lot of people are looked at his comments as super hawkish and that he's going to push maybe the rate changes to like maybe December or even next year. So, yeah, a lot of big shakeups in the market. But there was trade deals done. South Korea was announced. And then it looks like they're at beginnings of a deal possibly with China. And then they also extended the 90-day tariff, or they did 90-day tariff pauses with China as well, probably to work out like, you know, specific details or something like that. But so that was kind of like bullish news to like, I guess, like offset a little bit of the rate cut. But yeah, it still was not a good day in the market. You know, a lot of things dipped, but that is a good opportunity, you know, because the economy is still strong. The Fed is still, although there were hawkish comments, there was also a dovish outlook on the exact efficiency of the pivot, which could lead to a even more solid economy, which in turn would benefit crypto because people will have more money, hopefully, to spend. And then also, there's, I think, still like talks of possible stimulus checks in terms of how much Doge has saved, as well as the tariffs that are, you know, producing a lot of income for the United States. So that could be another catalyst as well. We know that a lot of people put their stimulus checks like back in 2021 into crypto or whenever that was. And that kind of like led the charge in the bull run.
Did you do it, Kyle? Did you put your stimmy into crypto?
I think it was like, yeah, I did. Oh, like NFTs or something like that. Sure. But yeah. So that's awesome. That's kind of the quick update on what's going on in the market. due to the Fed, you know, causing a lot of volatility, which was expected anyways. A lot of it was already priced in, but, you know, people were swing trading and the market has kind of stabilized a little bit around these price levels. And we expect them to, I expect them to still go sideways for at least a month.
Yeah, dude, I have mixed feelings, right? So I genuinely believe ETH sees all-time high before the end of 2025. It's seeing more, and I can actually pull this up instead of just yap about it. It's seeing more institutional inflows than ever before.
Okay.
I mean, obviously ever before, but I'm talking about even the last year. Like this, specifically these last like month or so, inflows have been going crazy. I don't know why this has been like this specific site that I use to watch inflows. Like just recently has been like bugging
out.
Yeah. Let me try to get to it. But yeah, I mean, so ETH has seen like a couple billion in inflows in the last like few months. And I don't think that buy pressure is going anywhere. So you can basically just like take ETH of what it was already doing and now factor in all these inflows. And yeah, just like it's feeling really good. And also this is kind of beside the point, but yesterday was ETH's 10-year birthday. Happy birthday, ETH.
Ooh, yeah.
That was, you know, just a random little side fact. But however, the market, I actually had a graph of this yesterday and I wrote a big post about this last month, but the market is usually red in August. Like the last, like how foreseeable past the August has been a red month for crypto. Now we have a lot of variables, like I said, the institutional inflows and the adoption and all these other cool things happening. So will these catalysts outweigh a red August, or will we see a sideways, as you said, slash maybe down a little bit August and then see all-time highs in November? That's a really hard one. I personally think that's where we go. I think we go sideways for August and then we go up after and then see all-time highs. But I don't know, dude. I also find that like front running the like the macro's thought on how the market's gonna look is usually a good play as well, because like if everybody thinks like, you know, this month is gonna do this, and then sometimes it happens a month earlier, like maybe we've been going sideways the last few weeks and now it's time to go up. But what you got pulled up right there, is that the better inflows? Or
yeah, unless you got it pulled up, but I went ahead and just pulled it up for you. You could see that inflows 2 billion. It's been on a steady rise and increase since last year, all the way from September, leading into a year of just like a lot of inflows coming in. And it looks like it's just increasing over time. So you can see it's like a 45 almost degree angle of up and to the right net inflows. So yeah, a lot of people are expecting like a Ethereum short squeeze. Perhaps some of it has happened a little bit, but it could continue, you know, especially these ETH treasuries. Then you have BlackRock pushing for staking, you know, on their ETFs, like Ethereum staking rewards via their ETFs. So the SEC enables that for like all these Ethereum ETFs. We could see more and more inflows, more and more liquidity being dumped into Ethereum. BlackRock's going to have to like front, you know, obviously they're going to have to front that by buying Ethereum in order to pay their ETF investors, right? So the treasuries are one thing, then the staking is another. So those are both bullish catalysts for Ethereum. And also on the back of that, altcoins, right? We see Visa talking about adding Stellar and Avalanche to their network of blockchains. So we're starting to see like these adoptions off the back of Ethereum and also the stablecoin market as well, seeing USDC added to a lot of different things officially as well. So
heck yeah, man. It's looking great for altcoins as well. I still think that they're going to have their rally. I still think that some previous altcoins are going to see new all-time highs. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, crypto's not going anywhere. I think like this last 2 years, by the way, just a quick pause. We just now started streaming on Kick. If you're watching on any of these platforms, Kick is where we're really going to like push things, engage with chat, where we're going. And we actually have a couple of viewers on Kick right now too. These are probably our first viewers ever on Kick because we just started streaming there. So thank you guys for viewing on Kick. Jump over there. It's just Degen Dads with a Z instead of an S at the end. And yeah, hop in with us in the chat on Kick. Drop something if you're there. We'll pull you on up. But yeah, I just want to give that a shout out for a second. But yeah, dude. I mean, as you said, it's like you have ETH that's just solidified. You have the alts that are getting their love through all these like actual use cases that we've been waiting forever. I still have people, when one of my like shorts do well, I still have people all the time be like, oh, crypto has no use case. Like, no, like, I don't know. But like, you were literally seeing use cases with it like constantly. You're talking about Polymarket. Polymarket is is built on Polygon. And so when you put in your bets, and please like correct me if I'm wrong, I don't use Polymarket that much, but like when you lock in your bets, it's on chain. And so like it's transparent. It's
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Can't be corrupted as far as like lies or the Polymarket like hiding the actual votes. And it's distributed through contracts. Am I on with that, Kyle? Is that fair? Isn't Polymarket on Polygon?
Yeah, it is, and that's exactly correct. I mean, there was like a small issue with like smaller markets that had the potential to be like because they had to like fix an issue on Polymarket, so they're like aware that like some of these voting and polls or whatever, like basically like the people that won the vote. Basically didn't get paid out what they were supposed to get paid out because some issue. But yeah, in general, that's exactly right. Like a lot of it's, you know, it's obviously transparent on the blockchain. You can't fudge it. So that is the thing for the most part. But yeah, they're working through a couple of issues, but it was just like smaller votes or something like that.
So I do wonder how with the progression of AI, so what you're seeing right now is this is Twitter's super heavy Grok. So not just super Grok, you can pay $300 a month or $3,000 a year. And basically Grok ends up making agents, and these agents talk about topics together. And they basically have this, let's call it a round table discussion for 10 minutes amongst each other to give you the absolute best answer. Right. I wonder how this is going to affect the betting markets, because like, you know, I feel like everybody, like, why would you not pay? I'm not saying this is going to work. I haven't done this. I should do this. I should do this on the show. But if you're paying $300 a month for this, then why not just lock in some high probability bets based on what's probably the most likely outcome using everything on Twitter, everything on the internet? You know, Twitter is specifically good for this because Twitter uses its own API, which means like it goes through all the tweets of all the smart people and all the dumb people. And then it talks about everything that's ever talked about on Twitter for 10 minutes with each other to give you the best possible answer. So like, why would you not? Like, I don't know if Jerome Powell is the best example of this, but you just brought up that bet earlier. You know, why would you not kind of put all those answers in and say, all right, what's the highest probability? And then you put a couple of bets in that will make you more than 300 and pay off Grok. Like, you know, because I will say, like, it's I don't think people are going to the extreme of paying the $300 a month for that purpose right now, at least not the common person, not like the average person. But like, I don't know if you can make more than $300 a month off of probability betting using this. It'd be worth it. I could also. Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah. No, this is like the holy grail of it. I think where like betting and is going to go. Is using advanced models to kind of predict outcomes. I think that's going to be one of the biggest like use cases coming out of like AI. I think that like, yeah, AI just has all the data, and like Grok specifically is a superpower because like that's where CT lives. Like crypto lives on X. And so Yeah, I think this is going to be a huge like advantage to have, like maybe Grok heavy. I don't know if the model is going to be super fine tuned in the beginning, but I've worked with the API a little bit, so I know that like even like deleted tweets, I know they like keep that information too, because like in the data when I was trying to like mess with the Grok API, like I kept seeing deleted tweets, and I was like, dude, they still keep all your deleted tweets. So
that's
like
crazy.
Yeah, if somebody puts out alpha and they're like, oh shoot, like I did it too soon,
it'll
and
factor they delete, that in maybe
it might factor that in. So yeah, there's like a lot of data that like no other platform has, right? And so I think this is going to be a huge like thing to watch for sure. And yeah,
you can pay for the API. I don't know in which ways you're limited to usage. And I doubt that Grok's going to allow like another AI. Like I doubt that they're going to, I feel like they're not going to allow like OpenAI to pay them money to use their API. But I've also dabbled with their API. And let me tell you, you basically can get banned for using surface level API. And if you do pay for it, I mean, we're talking $50,000 a month or something like that. Like, so a lot of these like platforms that use Twitter data, like let's say Kaido. Kaido is something that you basically, these companies pay for, like Polkadot. And then after they pay for it, they basically figure out who else talking about Polkadot on Twitter. So how do they figure that out? They got to pay for the Twitter API to go find all the times Polkadot's mentioned and then use that information. So you can pay for it, but I mean, you pay for it. And I don't know to like, if there's limits to that of like another AI program, like ChatGPT or OpenAI being able to like pay for it and use theirs. But yeah, man, I think this is a huge advantage in the betting market. Let's try it out. Like, so I'm not going to pay for this one right now. But I have Myriad pulled up, which is essentially Polymarket, but on Abstract. It's actually on a couple. I have some money in here. Let's do a bet, dude. So let's do like the trending. We have, let's see which one is Pump Fun airdrop by the end of July. Well, that's like, you know, one day left. So we're not going to do that. Not even a day. So a lot of these are about to end before July. So let's see this one. Bitcoin above 119 on August 1st. That's only 38%. What's that right now?
That's crazy. I think it is 118. So that's not that far away.
All right, dude. All right. So
bet literally.
Let's do this. Let's go to Super Grok. What is the probability?
Hang on, before we gotta throw on the degeneracy shades while we're betting.
Of Bitcoin being above 119,000 on August 1st, which is tomorrow. Give me the probability for yes and for no. All right. So while that's thinking, it'll probably be a few minutes. We will lock in that bet. I would say yes, dude. But I mean, like, I don't know. It is close. We have,
dude. And Michael Saylor's getting that big check. I think he's been buying Bitcoin. So
yeah.
I mean, Bitcoin treasuries are still out there. You know, people are still buying Bitcoin. So yeah, like, you never know. They could be front running this dip. You know, this people think Bitcoin's going to keep dipping, but I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know.
So imagine there's like millions of dollars, or let's say billions. Millions of dollars, like on a Polymarket bet, but you have Michael Saylor power to like get it above 119,000. You know, so you know without a doubt, you can bet your whole stack that it's going to be above 119,000, basically.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know when he gets his check, but I think it was like pretty soon. So that's something like
a couple days ago, but that doesn't mean he's going to buy, you know, he's going to probably spread it out. It's probably not going to all come in. He's not going to one clip it, I would assume. I like that you can watch Grok think, you know, it's right now it's checking the current price of Bitcoin, blah, blah, blah. But I did want to kind of mention this earlier while Grok is thinking, while we're talking about just institutional adoption. I think this is super interesting because you always have like
Myriad markets show yes. It's So it's factoring in Myriad in there.
Bro, what?
Did you see that?
That's crazy. No, I was on a different tab.
It showed exactly what it like looked up Myriad markets and it like showed the exact percentages. So look at that. It's checking all these different sources. Yeah. Like, dude, that's freaking a superpower.
I know. And this is just like the standard super grind. I mean, I pay for it, but I don't pay for the heavy, like the $300 a month one. Yeah, super cool.
Look, there it is. Current probability. Probabilities.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's funny that it brought that up. Like,
because
Myriad's not as big as like Polymarket. Yeah, it's like, you looking at my search history right now?
It probably is.
You looking at my other tabs right now?
Who knows?
So, anyways, I wanted to bring this up real quick, but it's interesting because like a lot of times you factor crypto as like anti-banks, banks anti-crypto, but Coinbase is partnering with Chase. And so you're going to be able to use Chase credit cards on Coinbase, which I thought was already a thing, but I don't really like, I know you can buy crypto using your Chase card. So I don't know how this is different. Redeem rewards points for USDC. Now this is cool. You have a Chase MasterCard or whatever, like one of their high tiers. Mm-hmm. And instead of getting like, you know, cash back, you get USDC back. That's really cool. Directly link Chase accounts to Coinbase, which again, I thought was already a thing. But yeah, there's more details about it. And here we don't have to go through everything. Let's see if, okay, here we, oh wait. Okay. It just gave me the, it gave me the probability based on Polymark. based on Myriad.
Yeah.
So this is where the heavy version would come in handy because there'd be another agent being like, no, you idiot. He's probably asking because he wants to be able to like, you know, bet against it. But instead, I have to prompt it. We do have a comment on Kick from Almighty Comptroller.
That's just an ad.
I didn't read it. Hey, well, you should follow us ad account while you're shilling. But anyways, so what are we gonna do with this, Kyle? We gotta lock something in, bro. I get, we'll just go with yes. Even though it's a 38% chance. Oh dude, I gotta enable my Yeah, can't do that.
No comment.
my friend would have to enable his VPN whose screen that I'm sharing right now that he forgot to do in advance. But what you do not have to do your VPN for is a new game coming to Abstract. Actually came to Abstract today. So this is Proof of Plays. Their new game, Pirate Nation, and it is on Abstract. So I don't really know how long this one is, but we have a couple of minutes left on stream. Should we try it out like on live, or is there anything else you want to do before this, or?
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple things. I think, like, speaking of Abstract, we have, Luca Nets teasing, the McDonald's news. So let me go ahead and pop that bad boy open real quick. Abstract in general, like, they have a lot of mindshare because of Luca Nets, right? Because of Pudgy, because of everything what they're doing with Pingu. And so we could see, like, Abstract continue to do well. Proof of Play has a lot of mind share moving into like this later half of the year. You saw them sign ICO Beast, who has significant mind share on X, because his virtual success like back then, and he's kind of carried the torch on CT. So with that said, yeah, we could see like continued partnerships here. So I think watching Abstract's going to be key. Proof of Play moving there, that's kind of a big one. And I'm not really big into that eco, but big into their games, but I know Chris, you played it in the past and have a little bit more experience with that, but just wanted to share that quick tidbit.
Also, last week we talked a lot about Pingu. Specifically, we talked about how if you were using Pingu, so Pingu can serve as a multiplier in Abstract, which it has like layers of being interesting. Let me reshare this real quick. Here we go. So if you have Pingu, I don't want to show this right now, but basically you can have Pingu in abstract. And it wasn't until a week ago you would lose your status for having it. I'm sorry, I have so many tabs pulled up right now. I'm trying to find it. Long story short, if you have Pingu, you need to have it on your ABS wallet. And in order to do that, you need to migrate it. I actually wrote a thread on this. Basically, if you had a Pingu holder role for having a certain amount of Pingu, you lost it recently. In order to get that back, you have to actually get your Pingu on abstract. So in order to do that, basically I use Stargate Finance. It's pretty like straightforward from there. You can swap it from Sol to abstract and then it's on there. But on top of this,
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Go and stay on this page for now. I posted it earlier. I would recommend, like, if you're looking for like tokens to buy, especially smaller market caps, maybe trying some out on abstract. These are a couple that I bought over the last few days. And if you have these on your abstract wallet, you earn XP. So to me, it's like a double-sided advantage. It's like I'm buying it because I do think that they could go up because these are pretty low market caps outside of the Pingu. And outside the grind's kind of a little bit more complicated than what it looks right here. But and then you're also earning XP for having this either connected to your abstract wallet or having this in your abstract wallet. So it's sort of like it's a win-win because like even if one of these goes down and I lose like, you know, some money off of the token itself, the XP, that multiplier that I could get for the abstract airdrop could be outweigh whatever is lost here. So it's almost like a hedge in my opinion. Now, I do think once the TGE is announced and then it all goes live, I think a lot of these abstract tokens are going to take a big hit. I don't think they're going to stay down forever, and maybe they go up so much that the hit means they go back down to these levels. But I mean, I'm very aware of the risk that I'm taking on here, and I'm trying to explain that risk in a way that everybody understands of like, you are taking that inherent risk of abstract saying next week, TG is live, snapshot's been taken, wherever you're at on XP is where you're at on XP. But this is kind of the way that I'm playing this now. I think that this is like, if I had my like alpha for the week, it would be to diversify into the top performing or the ones that you just like abstract tokens and make sure to keep them in your abstract wallet. That way you can maximize your XP. And with that being said, Kyle, what's your like, if you had like alpha for the week, what are you looking at this week?
Alpha for the week. I don't really have a whole lot of alpha to share other than like, you know, some of these like altcoins, like let's say the top 20-25, I think they're just gonna like have really good performance moving, especially if ETH keeps continuing to like gain ground, the short squeeze happens. I know this month might be a little bit slow, but it's something that like, you know, a lot of people are not really paying attention to like even the smaller altcoins right now or not showing them love. So I think picking up those on the dip is going to be like, you know, like when the later half of the year comes around, those coins I think are going to like 10x, you know. So I think looking at like the Beckers of the world and some of these other like really big names in crypto, it seems like they're constantly talking about like a few tickers like AI and gaming, for example. Gaming's had a rough huge patch this year, but I think if we look at some of these older coins that have been around for a while, not even like the sandboxes, but like even beyond that, like coins that have launched like last year or earlier this year that like are building real products, I think those will do really well. And Alex Becker has already been like hinting and tweeting about those specific tickers and specific AI tickers and even privacy tickers that are like super, super low market caps. You obviously need to do your own research, but PrivX was one of them on Ethereum. I think, you know, some of these gaming tokens, maybe Xborg, maybe even AI tokens like, they haven't came out yet, but it's called, they have a token, an AI agent token called Limbo. And that is through Yumio. And Yumio announced a layer one on Avalanche. Not to shill Avalanche too much, but they already have an AI agent. And that ticker for that agent is called Limbo. And that thing is like 5 mil market cap. And I saw Hustle mention in it in his video. So that's Primex. It's actually called Privex, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Or Privix, like V-I-X. Yeah, so I think that one's it. Liquidity is like 500K. It's looked like the fully diluted's gone up a little bit. So this was the one that Alex Becker mentioned, super low market cap. It's already done. You know, it was at 5 mil when I looked at it last. So it's gone up to 8.
Nice.
Looks like it did dip. So it probably went up to 10 and dipped to 8.
What was the other ones? Or the, like, just so I can kind of show them.
So Xborg is one that...
I've heard of Xborg before. That one's kind of older, right?
Yeah, that one is semi-older. They launched like... I can't remember if it was earlier this year or last year, but...
It's not even a year old, so... But yeah, it is up 88% on the month if this is it.
Yeah, so this one was just at like 15, 17 mil market cap just a few days ago or like a week ago. So that one's been... A lot of people have this on their like alpha radar. And then the last one would be like Limbo. But Limbo is just like a ecosystem play because if you have Limbo, you can like stake it and earn stars on Yumio. And then that is exposure to their possible upcoming TGE. So they also have NFTs called Seeds. And that's also like better than having Limbo in a way because you can have Seeds and that accumulates I can't remember what it is. It's like not stars, but something else that you earn. It's like points on their platform, which is going to probably translate to like maybe possible airdrops. So again, they have their own like AI layer one on Avalanche, and they are kind of like a virtuals play, I would consider it. But like instead of virtuals, it's like 3D avatars that you can program and you can interface and you can talk to. So it's like out of the box, already ready to go. And I could see like platforms using these 3D avatars to like enhance their own product offerings. So that's something to be like, you know, on the lookout for. They have a pretty experienced team. Limbo kind of got caught FUD. Like, as you could see, it like ripped and then like dumped. So it was like pump and dumped, and people were not happy about that originally, but it's kind of upticking a little bit. And I keep seeing it on starting to pop up on people's alpha radars as well. And I think AI is going to have a nice run later this year. And that's kind of like the alphas of the day right there.
Yeah. So a couple things.
Or low market caps, at least. Like,
yeah.
They're super low. I think Avalanche is like looking like it could possibly double bottom. But we'll see. Like, I think this month is going to be continued volatility and continued sideways movement moving into like maybe September, even later this half of the year. Like, I think this kind of bull market has been semi-paused, not paused all the way, but I think Jerome Powell definitely put a cold, wet towel on top of everything.
And we're also just like waiting on like tariff stuff too, like to kind of, because those keep on getting pushed back, but eventually they're going to be set in. Now, whether they're good deals or bad deals, like, we're just kind of all waiting, right, for that too. I did want to say, though, this Limbo one does end in pump. And DGens have like basically intentionally avoided pump for the last few months or for the last month or so, because basically they dropped the pump token at like a ridiculous valuation. Basically, it dropped at a $4 billion market cap if you were a pre-seed investor, and they never did an airdrop. They will, but Alan went on stream, which me and you talked about the first time we did our podcast back. And basically was like, you know, you're gonna have to wait, essentially, like, you know, eventually coming. So DGens are intentionally avoiding any ticker with pump in it, and they're going to buy Bonk stuff and other launch pads like Launchcoin and Bonk and all that. So I do find that interesting. Now, with that being said, I know some people who know some people, and they're basically bidding pump lately down at the bottoms. So actually, this is one of my like bot wallets. This isn't right, this P&L. I'm actually did pretty good on pump. But I bought two SOL worth of pump at 0.027 range, which is right here. And it's actually still up right now. But if I'm pretty much a buyer after this 0.207 level.
You're also on the 30-second chart.
What?
Pull it back on the daily, because it's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm on my DGen wallet. So this is...
Or maybe like 4-hour chart. But yeah, like these are pretty low. Like, I mean, it does look like the price is finding a support level there at the bottom. So I think there's credibility to that. I think that the sentiment could change like in a few weeks or overnight. You know, Pump could release some sort of update, or there could be an airdrop. Like, I know Alon said, like, it's not like in the foreseeable future, but I think it'll eventually happen. And I think, like, while people have, like, you want to zig while people zag, right? Like, so yeah, while people are praising Bonk, I think like Pump's still going to be around, and it's not going to go anywhere. So,
well, they're still doing aggressive buybacks, and so we have to keep that in mind, like, that there is going to be a bottom form from the buybacks. It doesn't show my, so these are all my buys and sells initially. For some reason, it doesn't show my sell right here, but I did exit this position as well. So this was profit. You can see like a bunch of buys, and then my one clip sell, and then there's a bunch of buys, and this one clip sell sold around here. I think this was pretty much break even or a slight loss, but this was a nice gain. So now I'm going back for more. I'm like quadruple dipping, and I have two buys right here. It's only showing one, but I'll continue to buy pretty much anywhere in this range and see where that goes. So this is how my stuff looks right now. But
and it's all relative, like, yeah, and it's all relative. I mean, again, like, if a bottom's formed, this thing could uptick towards the later half of the year. Or to the end of the year. So this could be like a good opportunity to like get into this like ticker. Cause like you, again, when there's blood in the streets, that's when you want to buy. And like, what I see people FUDing it, especially KOLs and influencers, I get excited because I'm like, you know, Pump's not going to go anywhere, and that's a good time possibly to buy. They already have the attention. They have hype. They have
so much money, dude. They have billions
so much of money, mind share. Like, they're not going to go anywhere. Right.
Exactly. All right, dude. I don't think this is going to take long. I just feel like, you know, they proof of play just launched. It's like one of those like mini games, basically. So you just want to like look at it real quick, and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah, and I still got the Vigil pack opening. Okay. If we want to do that.
We'll do this, and we'll end with that. So this is the Pirate Nation. You basically buy credits, but I guess you get one credit for free. It's on Abstract. Literally go to abs.xyz, click on the proof of play, and you'll be able to do this. So this, we're selecting a multiplier. We have one credit. We're going to do it. And I've never done this before. It was just launched today. Yeah, it's still kind of like fat.
All right, yeah, it's like wide, super wide. Yeah.
Abstract dark mode coming. Can you hear it? All right, so if this is long, then obviously I won't continue to play it. But we're going to go with the... God, dude, these are all good options, bro. I'm going to go with this guy right here. He reminds me of, you know, we're dads here. And I'm sure you've watched Moana 10 times if you have daughters, just like myself. And they remind me of the little, you know, the little bagas of Moana, like the coconut balls that have like their whole like village.
Yeah, Kakamori.
Yeah, you would know the name.
Eden Dad, maybe.
So again, if I feel like this is gonna take a long time, I won't like keep on playing it. Usually these games are like pretty quick, like whatever like abstract games are. Yeah, so it's the battle. So we got 45 direct damage, 30 direct damage, evade 2 direct attacks, reduce incoming attacks by 50%. All right, well, what do you think I should start off with, Kyle? Should I start off on offense or defense?
It's up to you, but do you get money if you win?
We're going to find out, dude. I have no idea. I've never done this before. all right, we'll start off on offense. We're going to show all of our cards and just... Boom. Bro, we just smoked his ship.
Yeah, oh, he doesn't have much health.
All right, we're just going to keep smoking him, bro. You ship's about...
His ship's not strong. He only has 8
HP. Reduce the next incoming attack by 50% and draw a defense card. All right. You know what? We don't really... Let's just keep smoking him, bro. He'll only have 8 health left. Oh God. Oh, gosh.
Unless he's got, like, some big attack cards.
I guess end turn. All right, I just show... Okay. So he only did 11 damage because I prevented the 55... Dude, he's dead. He's done, bro. 44 damage? Are you kidding me? Bro. All right, that's it. I win 1 ETH.
Right.
So choose a reward card. draw two damage cards. Yeah, I want to go on offense. So,
O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's just wave, so it's like, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it shows the wave, how I did, next wave. Alright.
Oh, I see how this works.
Confuse the foe, it probably like ongoing.
Yeah.
Confuse the foe. Yeah, let's confuse him. Yeah, you don't know what to do. And you have damage. Wait, why can't I do that? It says, I guess I'm a little confused on, all right, whatever. Shield defense card. And let's next turn, let's go next turn. All right, that was easy. All right, so we'll just hit him with the 44 and 45 and he's done, bro. Dude, I'm so good at this game. So I don't want to keep, let's see, shield 40, 55 direct damage. Are you kidding me? So right now we have like a multiplier going. So I guess if you put in more credits, you get a bigger multiplier. But I'm sure the opponents are going to get, okay. We got a boss, bro. So
you got like a monster, green monster.
So this is a one shot right here, baby. Goodbye. And then we're going to hit you twice if we can. Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. But I can reduce your incoming attack. And we're going to end our turn with that. We're going to take his little tiny blow. And then we're going to one-shot him again.
One-shot. Right,
so I don't have to finish this game because obviously it's going to go on for a while.
Yeah, all the ways.
Yeah, you get the point of the game. It is fun. I'm going to finish it after we're done with the stream. And I'll show you guys like the XP rewards and all that.
Out of it, what happens? Do you get like credits or points?
I mean, I'll keep going if you want me to. I don't mind playing through it. I just don't know if you're getting bored or if whoever's still watching is getting bored.
Well, I just wonder if like what you get for playing this.
Dude, probably an ETH.
Yeah, try to exit out and see what happens.
No, dude, I can't. I'm on a good streak right now. I can't just like.
You just gonna keep playing? Oh, well, I think the first waves are always going to be easy.
Oh, okay. You think it wasn't skill. You think it was just like, you know, the game was easy.
Yeah, because like it's in waves. So like the more waves, the harder it gets.
Oh, this does 30 damage to two foes.
That's how these games work in waves. Like you get a extra card, you get to pick a card. And then as the waves increase, it gets a little bit harder with each wave. But so, I'm just wondering like, I wonder how like this translates to points or XP or what you get for playing this.
There's only one way to find
out,
dude.
Alpha, right? That's what is gonna hook people to play this game.
Yeah, I mean the only way to find out is to, you know, play this out for an hour after the waves and I don't know how long it's gonna last.
Well, you're only on wave 4, so you could always restart.
Oh no. Wait, you still have playable cards. What's the playable card? Oh, how do you check? I guess that's one thing I'm confused on. How do you check what's playable still?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so the stamina thing, I guess. It says 3 and I can't use it, but this says 0, so I can use this.
Did not like that. What is that thing anyways? Oh, it's like a monster. Yeah.
All right, so 45 direct damage, 30 direct damage. Dude, yeah, I'm just gonna go all out offense on these, man. I wonder if you're gonna be like wave 100. Okay, it's a big boy. Big boy. Oh, wait. This might actually be like a boss thing. So let's see. Yeah, he can do 45 damage to me. So I'm gonna reduce that by 50. And I'm gonna shield 50. Oh, I can't do both. Draw two damage.
You're the mana. Probably.
All right, yeah, where's my mana at? I'm out of mana. This one's a 0. 0 DQ damage countered if you... Sure. All right. I'm about to swing mode. Yeah, but I did the shield card and everything, so let's do 55 damage.
Two mana left.
That's true. I can go on defense. This is when it would actually start like getting strategic if I wasn't just trying to blow through it, because I might want a shield because he can do 44 damage, but instead I'm just going to blow through it and I'm going to get hit by 50 damage. Oh, he used the defense card. Okay. So I can do this two and two and it's still done. So let's see if that was like a shield to repair 20. Okay, basic relief, cleanse one. I like this, like being able to heal, especially if it's like an ongoing thing. All right, well, this is obviously going to go on for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, these are kind of weak enemies too.
Yeah, so anyways, you get the point. Let me,
Bro's going to hide his tab and play it later after the stream.
Later?
I'm gonna yeah, like going, right after.
I'll show you guys an update. You'll have to hit that follow on Kick or on our YouTube channel. It's going to be uploaded. And basically, we're going to be live on all socials. But I'll go ahead and end here. Thanks for watching, guys. Last words, Kyle?
Yeah, we still got to pull this.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I forgot. Right.
So this is my first pull on this platform. I don't know what I'm doing, to be honest, but we're going to go. Some of the cards you can win are like down here. You can see like the odds. You can see like for this $25 pack, you know, I get like a 0.68% of getting like one of the $200 to $400 plus value cards. You can see expected value is $27. I can auto sell my cards that are like low value. So I'll click that on. I could even choose down here like greater packs with greater odds. But for this one, for this stream, I'm just going to do this one to see what we get. So I have no idea what to expect. I have 0 points, whatever that means. So I don't know if they're going to eventually have some sort of like reward system there. But yeah, let's go ahead and open this pack and see what happens and go from there.
Ayo. Let's, I'm gonna make it a little bigger. Here we go.
Tap to reveal.
I also can't hear the sound if there is sound.
Oh, really? I can hear it. Ooh, I got a little Wigglypuff.
Hey, that's cool. Japanese kind too. That's
yeah, cool. So it says sold back for 2025. So whatever that means. I'm not really sure. So let me go ahead and view inventory. Yeah.
Well, you just sold it back.
Yeah, I sold it back. So I got $20 back.
And you paid $25 for it, so you got most of your money back.
Yeah, so that's a pretty interesting, pretty interesting, bro. Yeah, so what they're probably gonna do is slip it into another pack, and then resell it. You know, so I wonder how this like platform works. So, but I did get points.
Well, you gotta run it back now. You gotta see if you know. You gotta use that 20. Can you? Or is there $20 packs or no?
No, well, yeah, there's not $20 packs, but I could throw in another $5 and pull the old, you know, gotcha machine again. Which, like, let's see if we can add some funds.
I mean, there's a dollar pack, right? You could do the dollar one.
Oh, wait, I need to hold up.
Here. Look, everybody send Kyle money right now.
Yeah, dude, that could be the model right there. This is the future of Pokemon.
Yeah, packs. For real. You send it, you know, I mean, they already do that, like, but not quite like this, but you basically send money into a stream and then the streamer opens the cards and sends it to you.
All right. Tap to copy. It's going to make me transfer. Or can I just click this? I might be able to just click this. Magic Eden. What the? No, I don't want to use that. Oh my gosh. All right, let me just try this.
The three right here, the future of online.
Yeah, I'm like, it's the future, and then it's like the most problematic like onboarding experience ever. All right. Oh yeah, I gotta swap. So that's another annoying thing. Yeah. Casual onboarding right here, you know. All right, so I got $29 in there. Close that. Okay. sending it to this wallet. Let's see how fast it updates. I just sent it to Fidgetals. You refresh it. Still 20. Yep, there it goes. 41. Let's open the pack. Right now.
It's not showing.
No, it's just that little hook right there. Can you hear the sound though?
No.
That's so weird. Oh well. A pretty cool sound.
I'll take your word for it. When you go to when you share it, you have to share with.
So this one is Hyper Rare Parapagos. The mint number 9.
Oh, okay.
It's I could sell it for 11.17.
You bought it for 25?
Yeah.
So
I can keep it.
So your last one was even a better pool than that one.
Yeah. Here's a lucky draw, whatever lucky draw is. So
that's cool.
A Pikachu. So I could buy a ticket to get a lucky pool. Let's do that. Let's do two of those. Purchase two tickets.
Yeah, for real.
And then I guess you can buy up to 100 tickets. So technically you could buy all the tickets
and get it.
So this one's this is a 10 and this is in real life. So this is,
yeah, I was saying, could you actually get that?
I don't know how it works yet, but I would assume you could claim it. I wonder what the process is behind that though. So this one ends in tomorrow. So I guess next stream we'll have an update on if I want this Pikachu or not. But we're gonna have to continue to do this platform though. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, that's sick. That's cool.
But these are the only ones that are available right now for there's only these. Charizard. There's a Charizard right there. This one ends in 6 days. So these end quicker. A Mewtwo. So I could try to win a Mewtwo.
Heck yeah.
And there's only 5 tickets that have been bought so far, and this one ends pretty quick. This is a perfect 10, graded by TGC. So let's go ahead and buy a ticket here. Buy two tickets.
And you randomly get a chance to win it?
Yeah. It's like a lottery. So
that's so freaking cool.
Yeah, dude, this is pretty tight. So we got two tickets there. Let's see, where's my I wonder how you can go back to your inventory. Marketplace activity. Yeah, let's see what activity looks like. You draw. Okay, that's pretty cool. All on chain. Probably, I would assume. And then okay, inventory, you click here. I got this guy. It's processing. So this is a pretty interesting platform. That's pretty much it right there. That's all I got.
Sweet. Well, with all that being said, we will see you guys on YouTube because these are uploaded afterwards on YouTube. Follow us on YouTube, Degen Dads Podcast, and we will see all the live viewers next Thursday at the same time, which is 10 a.m. Central Time.
Peace. Yeah, see you guys next week. Make sure you tune in, subscribe, turn on the notifications so you know when we go live next. Next week, we'll be all prepared for Polymarket, and we'll continue to do these pulls and see updates on the Pokemon card, see if I won them or not. And yeah, that's all I got.
Based on these trades, which speaking of, Pump's kind of doing pretty good right now. It's kind of coming back up.
Hey, so, let's go.
All right. Bye, everybody. Have a good one.
Peace.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.